This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Farmers should aim to use a variety of different seed genetics. We'll have more from AgriGold right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Every year, farmers deal with a myriad of different crop issues. While we don't have a crystal ball to predict exactly what issues will come up, there are a few things farmers can try to manage by diversifying their seed. AgriGold agronomist John Bryan said the weather is the first of these issues.
So when you think about the weather, you know, each year's weather pattern influences performance differently. Some weather patterns will amplify genetic strengths. Those are the plot winners. Those are the top products on a farm. But then other weather events will actually expose some limitations. And those are products that have challenges. Those aren't bad genetics. They just had the wrong environmental interaction.
John said the severity of disease issues has increased greatly.
The disease has shown up earlier and has caused more problems. So having different genetics that handle different diseases, extremely important.
John also said that farmers need to think about the duration of grain fill. If a crop takes a while to fill, then a dry month is even more impactful.
We don't think about grain fill duration at all, but if a product is a long grain filler and has a dry August, we can really negatively impact the performance of that product. So having a nice mix of genetics is really what we're striving for.
John added that there isn't a goal for how many different hybrids to have. Instead, the goal is to have a variety of different traits across the hybrids that you do select for a given crop year.
The way I view that from a big scale is success is not really associated with a number of hybrids, but really success is having the diversity within that lineup. So if you have three products that are genetically diverse, that might be good enough.
For Money Matters on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.